7. Degradation of Adam and Eve. It was while the Edenic caravan was halted that Adam and Eve were informed of the nature of their transgressions and advised concerning their fate. Gabriel appeared to pronounce judgment, and this was the verdict. The planetary Adam and Eve of Urantia were adjudged in default. They have violated the covenant of their trusteeship as the rulers of this inhabited world. While downcast by the sense of guilt, Adam and Eve were greatly cheered by the announcement that their judges on Salvington had absolved them from all charges of standing in contempt of the universe government. They had not been held guilty of rebellion. The Edenic pair were informed that they had degraded themselves to the status of the mortals of the realm, that they must henceforth conduct themselves as man and woman of Urantia, looking to the future of the world races for their future. Long before Adam and Eve left Jerusalem, their instructors had fully explained to them the consequences of any vital departure from the divine plans. I had personally and repeatedly warned them, both before and after they arrived on Urantia, that reduction to the status of mortal flesh would be the certain result, the sure penalty, which would unfailingly attend default in the execution of their planetary mission. But a comprehension of the immortality status of the material order of sonship is essential to a clear understanding of the consequences attendant upon the default of Adam and Eve. 1. Adam and Eve, like their fellows on Jerusalem, maintained immortal status through intellectual association with the mind-gravity circuit of the spirit. When this vital sustenance is broken by mental disjunction, then, regardless of the spiritual level of creature existence, immortality status is lost. Mortal status, followed by physical dissolution, was the inevitable consequence of the intellectual default of Adam and Eve. 2. The material son and daughter of Urantia, being also personalized in the similitude of the mortal flesh of this world, were further dependent on the maintenance of a dual circulatory system, the one derived from their physical natures, the other from the super-energy stored in the fruit of the Tree of Life. Always had the archangel custodian admonished Adam and Eve that default of trust would culminate in degradation of status, and access to this source of energy was denied them subsequent to their default. Caligastia did succeed in trapping Adam and Eve, but he did not accomplish his purpose of leading them into open rebellion against the universe government. What they had done was indeed evil, but they were never guilty of contempt for truth. Neither did they knowingly enlist in rebellion against the righteous rule of the Universal Father and his Creator Son.